Kitty's Cafe is one of the oldest diners in continuous operation in Kansas City. It's been around almost 65 years. Many of the diehard fans go there for a Midwestern sandwich with a unique flavor. KCUR's Michelle Tyrene Johnson takes us there.
Kitty's Cafe is located on 31st Street, just east of the hip Martini Corner and Cherry Pit Collective, and just west of the longtime nonprofit Operation Breakthrough on Truce. With six stools tightly together at the countertops and some patio seating outside, Kitty's is not a destination stop kind of restaurant. Most of the orders are takeout, and you can only pay with cash. On a warm August day in the Midtown, food critic Charles Peruzza and I sit eating on the outdoor patio, enjoying Kitty's signature sandwich.
It's hard to find the perfect pork tenderloin that is soft and not too chewy and perfectly seasoned and a little bit crunchy, and this has all those things.
I'm no food critic, but I agree with Charles. The pork tenderloin sandwiches at Kitty's are delicious. Unlike the typical kind, this is no oversized, overly breaded pork patty hanging over buns that are too small. The sandwich at Kitty's Cafe features three thin pieces of tenderloin cooked in a light batter with lettuce, pickles, and a delicate kick of in-house made hot sauce. Paul Kawakami and his wife Kitty opened the diner in 1951. They were Japanese Americans who moved to Kansas City from California after having spent time in a Japanese internment camp during World War II. The business has been in continuous operation but has changed hands several times with some of the history lost over the years. The latest in a line of owners is Charlie Solovang, who has worked in restaurants most of his life. The business was bought 20 years ago along with the recipes. The restaurant has always been Asian American owned, and you can taste the influence of the original owners in the most popular sandwich, the pork tenderloin, which is deep fried in tempura batter. Charlie makes one to order for a waiting customer.
It's homemade. That's what it is, you know. It make, you know, you have to cut it, put it thin, and fry so it will crispy, you know, when you eat it. It tastes different from the one you bought it from Costco or whatever.
I was able to wheedle one secret recipe out of Charlie. The hot sauce.
I got the sugar, tomato paste, and hot pepper from Thailand, you know, real hot, yeah.
Even though Kitty's is known for its pork tenderloin sandwiches, that's not all that's good, according to Ms. Joyce, a regular customer.
Sausages and eggs, the cheeseburger, the french fries and potato tots off the chain. All the food is really awesome.
On any given lunch hour, Charlie says a wide swath of Kansas City folks come by to get their fill.
They like to eat, you know, so yeah, I got all kind of customers, yeah.
As a food critic in Kansas City for more than 30 years, Charles Peruzza finds Kitty's simplicity and family origins part of its appeal.
There's something very comforting about being here. You know what you're going to get. I love that they have the menu in lights on the wall. That you order, you know, off of that. And it's a very uncomplicated menu. You know, you have to like fried food if you want to come here.
Karen Patrick would agree with that. I met her one day picking up a to-go order at Kitty's with her son. She has a particular warm spot in her heart for their pork tenderloin sandwich. It was a favorite of her brother's and his last request from his sister before he passed away from cancer several years ago.
And I said, Ducky, you can't eat it. He said, I just want to taste the juice. And I came up here. This happened January 31st, 1999. I came up here, got my brother a tenderloin. Noon at 7 o'clock the evening, he passed. But he got to get him a Miss Kitty's tenderloin.
Kitty's Cafe continues to be a thriving little pocket of fried comfort food in a neighborhood that's changing rapidly. Long live that pork tenderloin sandwich. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Michelle Tyrene Johnson.
This story originally aired yesterday on Central Standard's food show All About Pork. Find our critics' recommendations for the best pork dishes in town at kcur.org.